In today's video, I'm going to be talking about creating the pre-production of the podcast. How does stuff come in? How do you put it together? And then how I extract content from the recorded episode to create intro, to create personalized introductions to these podcast episodes on my podcast.
I'm Junaid Ahmed, host of Hacks and Hobbies podcast and a digital presence advisor at HumbleZone. This episode is brought to you by Home Studio Mastery. I launched a consultation and course program to help podcasters and course creators to create a space in their homes that'll reduce the friction of creating content and appearing their best when showing up on camera. The pandemic gave us a lot of issues, but this one is here to stay. We're now so much closer to our audience thanks to video becoming more popular and affordable. I help guide folks who want to create Hollywood-worthy studios to not only capture great content, but also build more confidence, more authority, and be more comfortable in front of the camera. If I can do it, you can too. And with my help, you can do it faster. So if you'd like to learn more, visit homestudiomastery.com and how you too can create a home studio that brings out your personality, professionalism, and possibilities.
Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. Hey, what's up? This is Junaid, and I wanted to talk to you about today on how I automate podcast. In today's video, I'm going to be talking about creating the pre-production of the podcast. How does stuff come in? How do you put it together? And then how I extract content from the recorded episode to create intro, to create personalized introductions to these podcast episodes on my podcast. So let's begin. Number one, here is my little list of all the podcast episodes I've recorded, published, whatnot. It has all the titles, the guest names, the episode numbers, and what their status is. This is pretty simple Google Sheet. Makes sense, does the work, but for a quick glance, this is where I go, especially if I want to know when, what date this episode is going to be published. I then go over to my episode list and make sure that these dates match up to the dates that I've calculated over here at 2 episodes a week. All right, let's jump into the next portion where I create custom personalized content, personalized introductions. All right, I'm gonna make this a little bit bigger. All right, so let's jump in right here. Now, let me zoom in a little bit so you can see a little better. All right, so first thing I'm gonna do is head on over to my ClickUp and see what I've already recorded. Here's all the episodes that I've recorded. Sandra Thompson, we have an intro for her. And I'll also go and look at, yo, here's her introduction. And I believe I already recorded this. To check that, I look at my folder over here, our upcoming podcasts. Now, intro recorded for all of these episodes, you can see. Susan Harrow was the last one, 480. So let's go back and look at, this is 482. So that means this is something that I need to record. Perfect. And it looks really good. Here's William Attaway. This is his introduction. This is something that he posted or something that you created, my VA created on here. And we can change this around. This is pretty good, straightforward. But I want it to have some more oomph. So where do we get the oomph from? And here's how we do it. So this is probably content that the guest shared on the website. But guess what? I have a superpower here. So let's look up William Attaway. And we should be able to find the episode. This is the actual recording on the actual day when the episode was recorded. So I can go directly into it. The next thing that I've done is I've made sure that these names match up. So William Attaway is matched up. And then what happens is I start talking to William. And okay, let's get started. And I told him, okay, so basically we're going to blah, blah, blah. And then that's all right. So just a green room conversations. And then boom. Okay. Welcome back to another episode of Hacks and Hobbies. So this is the beginning of the episode.
In this episode, I get to speak with Dr. William Attaway. Dr. William, how are you doing today?
And then I introduce him and start going forward. So what I like to do is copy from here, and the first 10 minutes or even 5 minutes is where, from not the first minute, but is where I want to grab and then copy this text. So this text has a lot of his introduction, a lot of the stuff that he introduces or the journey, the origin story. So it is, and then I can basically copy this part. And once I've copied it, I can then head on over to ChatGPT. Now you might be wondering, why am I using ChatGPT? Here's why. Let's zoom in over here. Right. So I tell ChatGPT that here's a conversation between the host Junaid and guest William Attaway. Please create a podcast intro for the guest. That is my prompt. And then I paste all of the conversation from the transcript, from the Otter, into the system. And it says, boom, introducing William Attaway, a leadership expert with over 25 years of experience in coaching, consulting, and leading organizations in both the for-profit and non-profit sectors. So this is pretty cool. This is now the introduction to the podcast. And I can't enter here because this, I can then simply copy this and go to my Otter and say, this is the recorded intro, or intro to record. Again, I gotta make this page a little larger for my tiny eyes. And voila. I've got this. Now, the latest thing that I've discovered, which is mind-blowing, and yes, I have a huge backlog, as you can see on this list. These are all the episodes that I have to record an introduction for. If you can't see this, that's okay. Just zoom in a little bit if you're on your Windows. These are all the episodes I got that I have recorded. I've got to create introductions. I've got to record these introductions. But since I don't have the time, and every time I do find time, I record 10 at a time and then upload them for my editor, for my VA. Something that I discovered is 11 Labs. 11 Labs is a speech synthesis program where I've cloned my voice right here. This is two different clones. This is based on the interview style, and this is based on all the introductions that I've been recording in the same tone. And what I did is I messed around with the stability and the clarity and similarity enhancements. So if you look at this one, this is 46, and this is at 20%. And then this introduction is created. So let's take a listen.
Introducing William Attaway, a leadership expert with over 25 years of experience in coaching, consulting, and leading organizations in both the for-profit and non-profit sectors.
Dude, that is friggin' amazing. I'm just taking something over here. That is friggin' amazing. And then I can download this and have that introduction recorded for William Attaway right here. So now here's my intro.
Introducing William Attaway, a leadership expert with over 25 years of experience.
And now this goes into the podcast. And then this goes into the podcast. And I can't do this. So that's my little process on how I've been creating so much content so fast, or will be creating even faster on content. The 11 Labs is pretty cool. Again, it's meant for ethical uses, and this is ethical use because I'm using it for my own use case to help me save time so that I don't have to record myself over and over. Because sometimes it'll take 5 minutes to record a 45-second introduction. Then I've got to apply all the fixes into the audio. I've got to take that file, upload it, make sure my VA knows that, hey, everything is ready to go, and they can click the button to start editing the episode. So again, simplifying and maximizing the tools that we have available for us. This is super powerful, and I thank you. If you have any specific questions around this, like what are all these tools, I'll provide the links in the notes in the description below. And yeah, this is pretty fun. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you in the next video.
Thank you for listening to this Hacks and Hobbies episode. Junaid would love to hear from you, so please leave a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. Visit hacksandhobbies.com to find additional information on the guest today, as well as the show notes.